You're listening to the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn of Fayetteville.
This is the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast. I'm Chip Souza, joined by Scotty Borderland, and we're going to recap the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club luncheon today. Ronnie Brewer, the former Fayetteville star and University of Arkansas star, now assistant basketball coach, was the guest speaker. We also honored a couple of high school programs. We honored the Fayetteville boys golf team, which recently won the Class 6A state championship. And we also honored a player of the week, a prep rally player of the week. That was Deshaun Chairs of Elkins, who scored four touchdowns in a big win over Gentry last week that clinched the number one playoff seed for the Elks. Scotty, welcome, and let's talk a little bit about, recap what Ronnie Brewer had to say coming off of that exhibition loss at Texas last week.
Yeah, he was, I think Ronnie was, one of the, what struck me about him was just kind of how transparent he was, and I thought he was super thoughtful and insightful, and, you know, they, one thing that he kind of said that, you know, I asked him, I think it was, like, what do you, just the makeup of the team and how do you get these guys to, you know, kind of come together to, you know, kind of get over that Elite Eight hump? Like, what's the one thing that you've got to do to finally do that, punch through to a Final Four? And I think, you know, he mentioned that, you know, I think some of the guys like Nick Smith, they have a mindset that is just kind of already at a NBA level. But you got to get some of the other guys to follow suit,
right?
Because they're coming from programs like Missouri and Wichita State and Rhode Island, you know, programs that haven't had just a ton of postseason success. And so you've got to kind of build up some competitive stamina and competitive want to. And I think that's going to develop over time, but it's not going to be there, you know, maybe at this point in the season. But Eric, in the past, and Ronnie's been there the whole time for those two rides to the Elite Eight. Like, over time, that kind of thing can develop. And I think Ronnie is as essential to that team, you know, maybe as some of the assistants, because, you know, he recruits a lot of the guys, obviously being a recruiting coordinator. And then, you know, you see him during games on the bench and he's sitting right in between, you know, like the guys that aren't on the floor. So he's got a, plays a big role on that coaching staff and the success that the team has.
And I think something too that Ronnie hit on today, Scotty, was that it's going to take a little time for these guys to gel. Even though, you know, I know they went to, you know, the overseas for a trip and that kind of thing a while back. It's, you know basketball season is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And, you know, it's going to take a little time for everybody to get on the same page and that kind of thing. But, man, the talent is there and they've got the coach. And I don't think there's any doubt they're going to get there.
Yeah, I think the Texas exhibition, if it served as anything, it was kind of a wake up call.
Yeah.
For a lot of guys. I mean, I was down there, covered the game, and there were lots of guys that kind of looked overwhelmed and out of their element a little bit. And Texas is a team, you know, they're pretty veteran
yeah.
group, and they've
yeah.
got some really good freshmen that are coming in just like Arkansas does, but their physicality really just hit Arkansas in the face.
Well,
and
you know,
Arkansas's newcomers didn't handle it very well.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of thing, it was great for them. And they'll grow from it, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think that early message, like Eric Musselman said before Arkansas even played its first exhibition, that, you know, they were going to have some eye-opening moments. And Ronnie said that was probably what they needed to just kind of refocus. You know, some of the guys have said in the past that, you know, they're gamers and they think that they can kind of cruise through practice, but then flip the switch when the game comes. I think Ronnie was like, yeah, Saturday showed that some of these guys can't do that.
Yeah.
They've got to be engaged all the time.
It's funny because if you think about it a little bit, Scotty, you know, Gonzaga, what has made Gonzaga good, you know, in men's basketball? It's usually the fact that they've got guys that have been in that program for 3-4 years. They're men.
Sure.
Wichita
yeah,
State back in the day, same way. They were men. You know, they'd been there a while. They're 22, 23 years old. They're men. Full-grown men, and, you know, that a lot of times that makes a big difference.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like, I remember, I was at the Arkansas-Gonzaga game back in March out in San Francisco, and Gonzaga carried itself like a veteran, kind of older team. And Arkansas's older guys, like Stanley Amude, had been in school for 4 years, yeah. Trey Wade, 4 years, J.D. Notte, 3 years in the program here. It pays to have veteran guys. And I think Arkansas's got some of those veteran players who are kind of grown men.
Yeah, Devo Davis.
Right, exactly. And Kamani Johnson. I think about the Mitchell twins, too, and Ricky Council. It's going to take some time for this team to gel, no doubt about it. But just listening to the way Ronnie was talking about just kind of the makeup of the team and their mindset coming off that Texas game, I think they'll be okay just because I think they realize how far
right.
that they've got to go to get to where they want to go.
Season opener coming up next week?
Yep, Monday night, 7 o'clock.
So that'll be – I know they're anxious to get back out on the court and kind of spit that exhibition loss out. Keep in mind the key word here, Scotty, that's an exhibition game. Doesn't count for anything. It's just strictly to show you where you are and where you're not, and they've been shown where they're not. Now they got to get to where they want to be.
For sure, yeah, that Texas game and even the Rogers State game too, even though they won that one. I mean, it's the preseason is all about learning lessons.
Yep.
Just about your team and what it can and can't do, which players can and can't play, and just trying to solidify some roles, because we know very well that Eric only likes to play 8 guys, 9 tops when it really matters. And I think this time of the year you get a good feel for who can contribute right away.
Right. So that will wrap up this edition of this podcast. Now, keep in mind, the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club will meet again on Wednesday next week at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fayetteville off of Weddington. The keynote speaker next week will be Marvin Kasten. He's with the Razorback Foundation, so that'll be good. The week after that, we have Courtney Dyfel, the University of Arkansas softball coach, coming in. So really good speakers coming in back to back. And that will wrap up this edition of the podcast. I'm Chip Souza for Scotty Borgland. Thanks for being on with us. And try to get out to come to a luncheon. You won't miss it. The food's great. Speaker's not so great that starts the banquet, but or luncheon. But anyway, it is what it is. it's you get what you pay for. So thanks for being with us.
No, you're selling yourself short.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being with us. We'll catch you next time.
This has been the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club Podcast, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn of Fayetteville.